And welcome to the Empowerment Zone, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home, quality home care with compassion. If you or a loved one are in need of home care services, please give us a call. We can be reached at 215-921-2277. And I have a friend to the show and now a co-host, Mr. William Thompson.
Hey, thank you, Lisa, for having me. It's an awesome time always being on the Empowerment Zone, and I thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. My company is EVP Consulting. I'm the president and CEO. And what we do is we speak with our community about life insurance, health insurance, and property and casualty insurance. I can be reached at 215-239-1828. Again, that's 215-239-1828.
So Will and I just left a phenomenal event at Opportunity Towers 1 and 2. We hosted a senior expo.
Yes,
it was very well attended. Many thanks to the vendors who were there. It was phenomenal information. I got a lot of comments about how we need to do this more often, how people don't recognize the resources that are out there. So this is something that I know My Independence at Home is very excited to have done, and we're looking forward to do it again. So again, if anybody out there is listening who was a vendor, who was a sponsor, just thank you for taking the time to come out. And one of the individuals that was there is on the line right now, Miss Sherry Williams.
Hey, hello everyone. I'm still riding high off of this
yes.
event.
What did you think? What did you think about the event?
Well, you know, I think it was wonderful to be at Opportunity Towers 1 and 2 to speak to the residents about their utility bills today. And all of the vendors that came out, everyone had some invaluable information. So I think the event was really well attended. You had food, you had entertainment, WURD was there.
Yes.
It was just an amazing event. So I really appreciate you guys hosting this event today.
Absolutely. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being there. So for those who weren't able to attend the event, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do, the organization that you're with, and how they can benefit from the resources that you provide?
Okay, so what I do is educate consumers across the entire state of Pennsylvania. And so we do that in a variety of ways through in-person events like today, and everyone was masked up. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And we also do events virtually. So we try to educate consumers about the many resources that the utility companies may have for them through the different programs that they provide. The Public Utility Commission, we are the regulators, so we mandate that the companies have programs that consumers can take advantage of to help them with their high energy costs and their utility bills. So my job is to educate consumers, make sure that they're aware of all the services available to them. If they have a specific energy topic, help them really dive into that and get answers for their questions. We're just the spokespeople. We are there to help and point them into the right direction of the resources. So today was really exciting for me to be able to be in a room full of people, masked up, and really talk about the services and the programs that the utility companies are providing and how the PUC can help them.
So today at the event, were you able to speak to a number of people? Were people interested in this? Okay.
Yes. Well, today we were able to speak to a lot of people that talked about their utility bills. They talked about high bills, or they talked about, you know, their bills going up. They're concerned about rising costs. So we talked to them about some of the programs that are out there, and we gave them phone numbers to call. And, you know, a lot of folks, it's a beautiful day today. So on days like this, people are really not thinking about their utility bills, but let's see what happens tomorrow, because the weather changes daily.
Exactly.
You know? So we gave some wonderful tips, but most people are really concerned about the rising cost of utilities and how to combat that.
Ms. Williams, I had a question for you. Now, this is for my knowledge and maybe for the rest. Are there like programs that you offer that are now involving like energy conservation with solar at any point in time now that it's becoming more of a thing and, you know, subsidies are being offered towards that? Or is that not yet connected for the community?
So, yes, there are programs that are out there that consumers can get connected to for solar services. And they want to probably contact the Philadelphia Energy Authority. I would start there because they have programs for residential consumers for solar panels. Mm-hmm. So I would start there, the Philadelphia Energy Authority.
Okay.
And Sherry, what is the name, the phone number of, how can people get in touch with you?
For people to get in contact with, well, let me give two numbers because these are the numbers that are important. If you're calling the Public Utility Commission mm-hmm. and you need help and you want to file a complaint, the only requirement we have is that you contact your utility company first and you really try to work it out through them. But if you can't do that and you want to file a complaint, the number
That's okay.
is 1-800. I can't even get it out. I've been talking
okay.
all
day. Today. Too much
okay.
energy.
I'm hyped.
Good, good. We're glad. We did our job then.
Yeah, I'm so hyped. So the 1-800 number is 1-800-692-7380. That's the number you want to call if you want to file a complaint with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission.
Okay. All right. And the services that you provide at the Pub the Philadelphia.
I can't see.
It's contagious. Look at that, Lisa. See that?
Well, the Public Utility Commission, this is what we do. We require that the utilities have these programs to protect and help limited income customers with their utility services.
Okay.
So through these programs, people can pay their utility bills or lower the amount of their electricity or natural gas that they're using. So the Public Utility Commission, we are the regulators.
Mm-hmm.
We review the consumer education plans every year. We try to make sure that the programs are in line
okay.
and that consumers can take advantage of them and qualify for these programs.
All right, perfect. So give the phone number out one more time, and then we have to say bye-bye. For now.
Okay, yes. The phone number is 1-800-692-7380 if you want to file a complaint with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. And again, thank you, Lisa, for a wonderful, beautiful event. Everyone was just so gracious today, and I just really appreciate being invited. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. Happy holiday, Sherry.
Same to you.
Take care, Sherry.
Have
a
good
day.
All righty.
Take care. Thank you.
So again, this is the Empowerment Zone. This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home, quality home care with compassion. You can reach us at 215-921-2277.
And William Thompson here, president and CEO of EVP Consulting, here to take care of all your insurance needs, whether that's life insurance, health insurance, or property and casualty, or pre-planning for a funeral. I can be reached at 215-239-1828.
All right, Will. So we have another caller on hold from the AARP. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can you share your name with us, please?
Sure. My name is LaVon Nichols.
Hi, LaVon. Hi. Well, thank you for calling in. Can you, I don't know if you had an opportunity to attend the event today. Were you there?
Actually, I'm still here.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm still here.
I had to leave, obviously, so did Will, because we had to run and get to the station. So can you right. give the listeners just your opinion of the event, if you thought it was successful or helpful to your cause?
Oh, I absolutely think it was successful. We had a packed room
mm-hmm.
of vendors, very resourceful information to provide to the residents of the Opportunities Tower as well as the community. And saw a lot of familiar faces from the community.
Nice.
They didn't necessarily live in a tower, so
right.
that I know, you know, you guys got the word out and people from all over came out.
Absolutely. Good. So tell our listeners a little bit about AARP.
Sure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity again.
Sure.
And so I am with AARP Foundation Experience Corps. And a lot of people don't know that AARP actually has a literacy program here in the city of Philadelphia. We are a volunteer-based tutoring program that connects older adults to the communities that they actually live in to help them engage in intergenerational work, helping
wow.
students
That's huge.
With their literacy yeah. proficiency. And so we're doing amazing work here in the city of Philadelphia, trying to make sure that students are reading before they get to fourth grade.
So this is for, is it, I just want to make sure I understand. So this is for children, or is this for adults?
So this program is actually for children.
Okay.
And how AARP ties it in, our volunteers are 50 years and
older. That's awesome.
Oh.
So this is like going back to elementary school when you had like your grandma at school and you couldn't go anywhere because she made sure you were reading and knowing your mathematics. Oh, this is good. We need that.
And how do you volunteer? what is the criteria?
Thank you for asking. And so our criteria, we have minimum criteria, but we want to make sure that we're in alignment with the school district and the standards of the state of Pennsylvania. So we ask that our volunteers be 50 years or older, that they be able to pass a criminal background check, provide references, that they be able to provide a high school diploma or GED at a minimum. That they be able to pass a basic literacy screening. We want to make sure we're putting capable individuals in front of our students. That they be able to provide at least 2 days a week of volunteering, which could be between 3 to 5 hours a day.
3 to 5 hours per day. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
That would be great. I was going to say, maybe I could do it, but I can't do 3 or 5 hours a day, unfortunately. Do you do anything on the weekends, or is it only weekdays?
And so we actually do not right now. We are during the school day from the hours of 9 to 2. So we're in public and charter schools in Philadelphia. And so someone must have availability during the school day.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, and they would have to be able to go into the school building.
Understood, understood. Yeah. So that I think that's a phenomenal program. Aside from the literacy tutoring, what else does AARP provide?
So AARP provides a lot of resources to the community. My actual program is a part of the foundation of AARP, but as everyone knows, AARP is always making sure that we enrich the lives of seniors to make sure that they know that there is still purpose in their lives and make sure that they have the necessary things that is needed. So we do have driver safety. We also have opportunities for people to volunteer in other ways within AARP. We also have resources to help people with housing, if they need financial counseling. There's health benefits to being a part of AARP as well.
Okay, and how can people get in touch with you?
Sure, thank you. My number is 267-592-4459. That's 267-592-4459. And my email is lnichols@aarp.org. lnichols@aarp.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for calling in, and thank you for still being at the event. We appreciate the support, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much
for having this event, Ms. Nichols,
and for inviting us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, Will, this is the Empowerment Zone. You are?
William Thompson. I am the president and CEO of EVP Consulting. My number is 215-239-1828. Here at EVP Consulting, we can take care of any insurance need that you could think of. All you have to do is, again, call us at 215-239-1828 for your life, health, or property and casualty.
All righty, and this is the Empowerment Zone, sponsored by My Independence at Home. You can reach us at 215-921-2277. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. We have Ms. Chapman on the line. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Ms. Chapman. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I'm asking all of the callers that are chiming in today if you were at the event today.
No, so I was not at the event today, but some of my staff is there.
Awesome.
So we do have representatives that are available to speak to people.
Okay.
If they come up and we can give them information about our programs and services. I wish that I could have been there, but no, I'm not there.
It's no worries. Now tell us, and how do you pronounce your first name?
Naisha.
Okay, because it was spelled weird up here. That's why I said kept saying Ms. Chapman.
Okay.
So, who are you with? Who do you represent?
Philadelphia Gas Works.
Okay.
PGW.
You are important.
Yes.
PGW. So, I think the misnomer is that When it gets cold, you guys can't turn off our gas. Is that true?
I'm sorry, repeat the question. If you did what?
If we don't pay our bill in the winter, can PGW not turn off our gas?
So there is a winter moratorium. It does. It is for certain income levels mm-hmm. in certain situations. So for those who are at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, yes, you cannot get your services turned off. And there are some other stipulations as well. What we will try to do is to educate our customers and consumers so that they do not receive a shutoff notice mm-hmm. any season, whether it's winter, spring, summer, right. or fall. So we try to educate them about the programs, payment arrangements, budget, CRP, mm-hmm. so that they're in some type of financial arrangement that they will pay, you know, every month, and then therefore they don't get to that point where they have a termination notice.
Ms. Chapman, I got a question for you. What would you say yes. to middle-income America where they have struggled severely, you know, with jobs and, you know, making ends meet mm-hmm. because of how the economy is going, but they're embarrassed to pick up the phone and call you? What would you say to them that are listening now?
The first thing I would say is don't be embarrassed. Everyone goes through financial struggles, even those that are not middle Americans, even those that have higher incomes. Mm-hmm. You know, the COVID and the pandemic has really taught us a lot mm-hmm. about financial insecurities and the fact that, you know, anything, our lives can change in a blink of a moment.
Absolutely.
So there are people that were paying their bills, you know, every single month, and then the pandemic came and it was loss of income. Mm-hmm. So don't be embarrassed to call. We have programs that are available to assist you, but mm-hmm. if we don't, we're not mind readers. We can't help you if you don't call us to let us know what the situation is.
And you have a good point there, because through the pandemic, with a lot of businesses closing, a lot of people lost their jobs. Mm-hmm. So
right.
to your point, even if they were current on all of their bills, you know, were responsible, and then just instantly they're now unemployed.
Absolutely.
You know, that has to be crushing. And I understand it would be
yes.
embarrassing, because you, especially if they've never been in that position before, and now you're
like,
wow, I can't pay my bills. What am I going to do? So,
yeah.
COVID
yep,
has really affected us in ways that people, I don't
Many
even think,
ways.
People Absolutely. Don't even, you see, don't even think about.
You see the bills and you want to run from it. You don't want to look at it, and you don't even realize you might have a shutoff
yeah.
notice coming, and you all,
right.
and they're saying in bulk, call us so we can work something out.
Yeah, I think
exactly. That's the only thing we're always telling people: pay, open up your bill, number one, but then call us if you need help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's important. So, what is the number to PGW?
So our number is 215-235-1000, and then people can also visit our website at www.pgworks.com. Or they can visit us on all our social media channels at MyPGW. We're on Twitter, Facebook,
okay.
Instagram, Nextdoor. So, yes, they can mm-hmm. visit us on various channels.
So I have one more question before we let you go. The parts and labor plan, is
yes.
it too late to get that? And is that also income-based?
No. So the parts and labor plan is not income-based. And, yes, you customers can still get the parts and labor plan.
Okay.
Just know when they sign up for it now, there will be a 15-day waiting period before the effect. So if you get it today is the 16th, I believe, 17th. I don't even know the day of the day. But it's a 15-day waiting period before it takes effect.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for
thank
calling
you for
in.
Having us.
And thank you for having
no
a table
problem.
at our senior expo. Happy holidays.
Yes. Go visit. Happy holidays.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. All right. So you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. This is Lisa Robinson with My Independence at Home, quality home care with compassion. You can reach us at 215-921-2277. If you or a loved one is in need of home care, please give us a call. We're also hiring. We have jobs. We have cases available. We are looking for professional, compassionate individuals to join our agency. So if you are a home health aide, a personal care attendant, or a certified nursing assistant, please give us a call. The number again is 215-921-2277. Will.
Oh, my apologies. I thought we were bringing the next person.
No, no, no.
No, nevertheless, this is Will Thompson here, President and CEO of EVP Consulting. I can be reached at 215-239-1828 to take care of all your insurance needs. That's talking about your life insurance, your health insurance, your commercial property insurance, which is the property and casualty, as well as pre-planning for your funerals. More importantly, and Lisa just reminded me, we're always hiring. I have more people to talk to than I actually have licensed agents to give out to. So at all times, please feel free to give me a call at 215-239-1828 to talk about your insurance needs or becoming an insurance agent. We will teach you everything you need to know.
All right. Okay, so we are going to go back to the phones. We have Melissa on the phone. Melissa, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
Hello, Melissa.
I am awesome. Thank you so much for asking.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling into the Empowerment Zone. Can you please tell us what you do?
All right. So my name is Melissa Smith. I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and I own Is Well Physical Therapy.
And I just saw you at the event.
Yes.
Yes, you did. Absolutely.
So for those listening who were not able to attend the event, can you just give us some feedback and tell people what they missed today?
Oh, it was so amazing. It was a senior expo sponsored by My Independence at Home, and and there was just such a wonderful plethora of vendors, people teaching people in the community how to age well and take care of themselves and their families while they're here and even after. So there were estate planners, funeral home directors, people to help, get people signed up to bring their utilities down. I mean, there was Keller Williams. So there were so many people there to help, the aging adult population age well and then leave a legacy behind for those that they love. So it was a really amazing event.
Wow, Melissa, mm-hmm. You got it all wrapped up. You went through like every vendor that was there. You are highly intelligent. Good Lord.
Yeah,
what was
really
the
great.
Best part that you liked about the opportunity at the Opportunities Tower?
I just love the raffle. So all of the participants were super excited about the raffle prizes. Mm-hmm. We turned ours into a game, so we gave them information and, questioned them about aging well, and they were just really excited about that. I also love the fact that, most of the vendors just kind of stop by and talk to one another and just utilize those resources to help one another out, help the community. So I'm sure the participants appreciated that, and
absolutely.
The vendors appreciated it as well.
Awesome. Well, Melissa, tell us more about yourself. I mean, being a doctor is no easy feat to, to get to. So tell us more, about yourself and, what made you want to come to the expo and present yourself.
Okay, so a little bit about myself. My parents are from Haiti, so I have Haitian blood, but I was born in Brooklyn mm-hmm. and raised in Philly. I went to Philadelphia Public School District. I wanted to become a physical therapist at the age of 16, ended up going to Jefferson and started this practice because we really just wanted to support the aging adult population. So
awesome.
We traveled to the home to provide physical therapy services, physical and occupational therapy. And we try not to let cost be a barrier, so we do take health insurance.
Awesome. So, Melissa, can you give out your phone number and so that people know how to contact you and hopefully make an appointment?
Okay, great. So our number is 484-393-2243.
Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. It's 484-393-2243.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of your name of your company again is Age Well.
Yep, Age Well Physical Therapy, and we're also on the web at www.agewellphysicaltherapy.com. So if they want to make an appointment, they can go on the website or they can give us a call.
Awesome. It was great to see you this afternoon.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You. Thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting and hoping to do this again. Maybe we can make this an annual thing.
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. Thank you so much and have an awesome day.
All right. Happy
awesome.
Holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Will, we're going to Karen on line two.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
I'm good,
awesome,
Karen. How are you? Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am the service coordinator for Opportunities Towers. Oh. I provide information and fun for the residents
mm-hmm.
to keep them busy and vital, make sure all of their work is in order that they need done. That's what I do.
Okay.
Okay. Karen, tell me, what you thought of the event today. I mean, you were literally awesome. Hosting it in your building. So, I mean, did you feel empowered? Did we deliver?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It was awesome. I appreciate everyone for coming out today. The information that we had here, Word Radio, was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good event, very good event. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Good. What kind of feedback did you get from your residents who did attend?
Well, the residents loved it, and they loved the food as well. They loved the giveaways. They loved the information. And hopefully I'll be able to bring a few people back so that they will have more time to discuss with people, you know, as far as power of attorney,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And different things that we had here. Melissa from Age Well Physical Therapy, mm-hmm. she's going to be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always good to network, and always good to network with like-minded people who want to work for our seniors.
And many people may not understand the importance of your role helping residents in these types of facilities. So what should they know about what you do, and when should they come to you if there's an issue?
Oh, they come to me for any issue. If they have issues with food stamps, reaching mm-hmm. Social Security office,
mm-hmm.
You know, family members that they are seeking power of attorney information on, I, you know, direct them to where they can go to get that done or talk them through the paperwork. Sometimes you have people with limited skills that need assistance reading something or understanding things. I provide that service as well.
Okay.
It's such a wonderful profession. It's phenomenal.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I don't know if you listened to the show earlier, but we had the AARP on, and
yes.
They provide, I might be misquoting this. Thinking about the literacy program, but I believe for children,
yes,
though, right?
It was for children.
It was for children. Mm-hmm. So never mind.
And I'm actually hoping. Well, no. You know why? Because I'm hoping that maybe we will be able to partner and maybe have some of the residents here
go to
read
the
to the children.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Yes, I did partner with the Boys and Girls Club, which
okay.
is on Honey Park Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and they come here for different things. So that would be phenomenal. When COVID is lifted, I just have my mind going with
mm-hmm.
so many ideas
mm-hmm.
that we can do. Literacy is absolutely something that's very near and dear to my heart. So that would be wonderful.
Part of the fundamentals of
so
life.
So with Opportunity Towers yeah. 1 and 2, do you have vacancies, or are your buildings completely full? I know it's hard to find housing right now.
Yeah. These buildings are filled.
Mm.
We do have a waiting list of 1 to 1.5 years, sometimes 2 years.
It's crazy.
People that leave that here only deep. Leave in a couple of ways. So,
I know what you're saying.
it's vital that
right.
you know, they're able to stay here as long as they can,
mm-hmm.
as long as they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's a service I provide, to make sure that they have everything they need
right.
to stay here if that's what they want to do.
Karen,
so what would okay? Go ahead.
I was going to say, Karen, what can you know? I know we did the expo today. That's step one. But someone like myself who does, you know, insurance, and my background is social work, and Lisa being the CEO of My Independence and Home, how can we better work with you on a daily basis for your consumers?
Well, I have all kinds of ideas. A lot of different companies come out, and I host events here so that the residents can speak one-on-one with people.
Okay.
You know, expos and events are awesome, and it's a lot of information. Sometimes the information is overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, they're just going around from table to table to pick up the goodies.
Yes.
We all love goodies, let's be real. So what I do is bring people here so we can have, you know, seminars, classes, one-on-one, so
sure.
the residents can get a chance to speak privately to people as well.
Okay. So I guess we want to make sure we get your information again, Karen, and for those who are listening that do have businesses that can help the Opportunities Towers 1 and 2, make sure you listen out for Karen, and she's going to give out her information so that we can support the Opportunities Towers and Karen moving her consumers along.
Thank you so much.
All
yes.
right. Thank you so much. Can you give out
yes.
your phone number one more time?
My phone number is 215-229-1000. Just ask for Karen. I am extension 108, but if you ask for Karen, it sends you right to me.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for allowing us to host our event in your on your property. It was a great space and a great turnout. So happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And thanks again.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Absolutely. You're welcome. You're listening to The Empowerment Zone. This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home.
And this is Will Thompson, president and CEO of EVP Consulting, here to take care of all of your life insurance, health insurance, and property and casualty needs.
All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. We have Eric. It says Erica Smith and Cody Smith.
Yep.
On line three.
They are the husband and wife that I've known for many years now that do all of the Will's power of attorneys. She is a wonderful, wonderful lawyer. So
this is Erica. Oh, yep. Erica, I met her while I was there. Hey, Erica.
Hi, Lisa. Hello, how are you?
awesome.
I am great. It was a pleasure meeting you in person. I'm sorry I didn't get to talk to you more. You know, I had to walk around the room and there was just a lot going on, but it was absolutely a pleasure meeting you in person.
Likewise. Thank you.
So we've been asking everyone. Thank you for coming. We were asking everyone who's called in, who was at the event, your just some feedback. Did you benefit from being there today?
Absolutely. I mean, just besides the feel good from feeling like you're giving back to your community. It's always interesting when people find out that I'm an attorney. It seems like they breathe a sigh of relief. And then just to be able to answer any questions or ease any thoughts that they, you know, may be having about letting them know it's okay to call me. Like, you can reach out to me. Because there was some hesitation. People were like, well, you know, I want to talk about estate planning, about wills and power attorneys, and I just don't know. And I'm like, just call me. And I think that because they were actually able to meet me in person, hopefully they felt a little more comfortable and they will call me.
I think what's cool with Erica and knowing her is that, you know, you see Erica Smith Esquire, you know, on her business card, and you think, how much is this going to cost me? Oh, my God, it's an attorney. Jesus Christ. But when you meet her, all of that fear, that anxiety comes down.
Right.
She's working with a couple of my present clients, and they love her. And so, you know, And to see a young black woman out here being able to support her community and being supported by her husband, you know, that I think that's just beautiful. And again, like I said, when you meet her, you're like, oh, wow, it's really just this simple. So, Erica,
and she's
thank you.
And you're very hold on. I have an emergency call.
Sure.
So I'm going to step out.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Erica. I'm going to step out.
It's okay.
All right. Well, Erica, tell us, you know, something important about, you know, as wills and power of attorneys, because they had me on today and I was like, I'm not a lawyer. I can't. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble. You know, I can't speak on that. And that's why I brought Erica here. Please don't ask me that.
No, thank you. No problem. I mean, it's you know, it's all their estate planning tools, right? People think of estate plan. And sometimes they don't really know what that means. There's more than one tool or avenue a person can use to basically make sure all of your affairs are in order. You have, you know, a will, you know, you can, I would definitely say that's the most basic default estate planning tool everybody needs to have.
Got it.
Just to cover, you know, all of your assets. But then depending on your estate, right? Because it's a misconception. People say, well, I don't have much. I don't have an estate. Yes, you do. You may not need, you know, a more elaborate estate plan than like a trust or anything like that, but that doesn't mean you don't need any type of estate plan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people sometimes confuse that with a power of attorney or a living will. You know, your living will is your advanced health care directive.
Yes.
Your power of attorney, you know, you appoint an agent to act on your behalf, you know, as long as you are of sound mind, make your own decisions, right? But to have someone that you trust in those positions to help you while you're living is a great estate planning tool.
Absolutely.
But some people don't know that a power of attorney is null and void upon death.
There you go.
So you can't use that authority that you give or that you're given under a power of attorney once someone passes. It's just a different ballgame. That's when your will kicks into play.
Right. So education is key. I'm back, Erica. Sorry about that. I am back. So, Erica, if you can give out your phone number again so people can get in touch with you. I think the services that you provide are critical. They're crucial. They are so, so, so important. I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago when I was on the call that I put a trust in place, you know, to make sure that my business is protected, you know.
Absolutely.
I already have a will. I have life insurance thanks to Will Thompson.
Thank you.
My daughter has life insurance thanks to Will Thompson.
Thank you.
So the services that the two of you provide are very important. And I think in our community, meaning the Black community, we kind of shy away from doing these things, especially with the wills. We don't think we have anything. You know, I have nothing to protect. And I always say when I'm out in the community, it's not about what you have tangibly. It's about making sure that your final wishes are met and that you have it in writing and that it mitigates any type of, you know, conflict and fights and all of that. That 100%. Can happen. I've seen it happen in my own family.
It happens all the time.
So again, thank you for the services that you provide. And if you can give out your phone number again and the name of your firm, that would be great.
Absolutely. The name of my firm is the Law Office of Erica Smith. And I can be reached at area code 267-675-7064. Again, that's 267-675-7064.
All right. So thank you. Thank you again for joining the Empowerment Zone. And thank you for participating in today's event, the Senior Expo. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you both as well. Thank you.
All right. Erica, take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. So everyone, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. We're going to go to line one. I think we have State Representative Parker on the line.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm feeling empowered. Feeling good, you know?
Everybody's like hot, riding on this energy from the event today.
Thanks to my independence.
It was a great event. I would have to say thank you to Reginald and thank you to Lisa for partnering and making sure you spearheaded it and got my staff there. And I hear Councilmember Bass is there now doing her interview on another station.
Awesome.
So I think you had great elected official representation. You had great vendors, and it was always great to hear that our members of the older adult community were there in full force, taking advantage of all of the services, goods and services that were available from us. So we thank all of you. And we're looking forward to doing it in the near future.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to just being an ear and an outlet for people to know that we want to provide them with a service.
100%.
There's no question that we can't have at least a decent response.
And, right.
You know, today when someone was asking what's the telephone number and I gave out my cell phone, you know, people were surprised. And I'm saying now there's a time that, you know, and I've been saying it, the individuals have been working from home and individuals have not been receiving information back. Mm-hmm. They haven't been getting a phone call back or an email answer. So I made myself available that if you do call, that you will get a phone call from me.
No, that's great. That's great.
Phenomenal.
And I have to say, State Representative, that having you there today just shows your commitment. And I know how committed you are to this demographic, meaning, you know, our elders in our community. So having you there today just showed how supportive and committed you are to your work. You know, you're just not a bunch of talk, like you show up. So it really meant a lot to me, to my independents at home, to the vendors that were there.
Absolutely.
And then to the residents of Opportunity Towers 1 and 2, and then folks that came in that don't even live there, you know, just seeing state representatives there means a lot. So I truly appreciate your support.
You absolutely look real.
Versus,
you know, seeing pictures. You know, I mean, you hear on the radio, you see pictures, you know, but she's real. You can actually, like, talk to her. She's personable.
And approachable.
Yes.
And approachable.
Yes.
You know.
I had somebody laugh and they were like, wow, you're dressed up in a sweatsuit. I literally just came from work, which is Harrisburg. Anyway, you drove Harrisburg? I said, yes. I was like, this is what you do when you're making a commitment.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I was apologetic about my tardiness, but, you know, state troopers on the road. So
I know, we had that conversation. You had to slow it down a little bit. Well, I'm glad you got there safely. I'm glad you got there safely. And again, we just really appreciate your support. I personally am looking forward to working together, you know, in the future, because we are like-minded and we have like commitments. And so mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I think the best thing is the fact that I need to show individuals what black excellence looks like when you're black on business.
Mm-hmm. Okay? 100. Oh,
and
man.
I think that, you know, that cannot be taken lightly.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of what your business is doing, how not just nationally, but locally, and that imprint and the foundation, how you push it forward. You always pay it forward.
Absolutely.
And I just think that individuals need to know that this brilliant, beautiful African-American sister,
oh, thank you.
Make sure that people know that on a daily basis.
I appreciate
they need
it.
To know, they need to be appreciated, and they need to be respectful of how you are in this grid. And we need to always be supportive and lift you up, because it's real out here in so many different
she is
ways.
She's preaching, boy.
Especially when individuals. I ain't trying to get preachy.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm loving it.
We're
this
listening.
This is good.
Yeah, when people trying to live their life as social influencer and showing how certain things are, that's not real. That's not a real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to share with you that we have a black-owned woman business who is doing some great things for black people, and she is committed. And we need to make sure we stand up behind her and her staff and make sure that we constantly partner with them and bring up other black businesses so they can understand what your imprint means to them.
I can't tell you. You got me chills. Thank you so much for those kind words. It really means a lot to me. You know, I do this from the heart. You know, it's not even a job to me. It's just, you know, I just wake up and I'm just on the go. You know, it's just I'm always ready and willing to help people. So I do appreciate what you're saying, and I appreciate the fact that you understand and see my passion. So thank you so much.
Yes. And I can't wait to see both of you, and happy holidays. And we'll
happy holidays.
Yes, indeed. We'll All see right each other now. Soon.
All right. Thank stay you. Safe.
Yes. You too.
And thanks again for coming today. Really appreciate it. Alrighty. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Will. Well, I think the Senior Expo was a hit.
I do. I think this is the, you know, striking the glass how they did back in the day, the bottle on the back of the ship.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the beginning of something great.
It is the beginning.
You know, Lisa, you've done, you know, I've known you since the inception of My Independence at Home.
Yes, and, you have.
You know, really, the path that you've gone, you know, is not easy. And I really, really do appreciate you for allowing me to come along the ride. You know, and
well,
not saying get off the boat. You know, it's been a beautiful
here.
Ride.
Well, thank you. Well, that's so sweet. I appreciate that. Yes, you have been here from the beginning, from the inception.
Yes.
So you've been able to see the growth.
Absolutely.
And the pain. And, you know, it's not easy.
No. But you make it look easy.
Yes, but it's not.
You know, we've had our conversations.
There is a struggle. There's always a struggle, but I think you learned from that. So we're going to go to line one. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were on the air. We have Lloyd Funeral. Who is it? Is this Mondi or Jason?
This is Jason. Is this Lisa?
It is Lisa. Hi,
What's
Jason.
What's going on, Jason?
Hi, Lisa. Hi. Hey, William.
Yeah, he's like,
All right, so this is Jason Lloyd of Lloyd Funeral Home, and I know that, Jason, you were there today.
Yes, yes, yes. Great expo. A lot of seniors came out. We spread the word on funeral directing.
Mm-hmm.
It was great, and I appreciate you all having us on. Jason Lloyd Funeral Home is very, very honored to be on here with you today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we get started with our conversation, can you give out your phone number, please?
Yes, yes, yes. Jason Lloyd Funeral Home has two locations. North Philly is 215-278-2776, and the Northeast is 215-335-1390.
Mm-hmm.
That's 215-335-1390.
So, Jason, and with regards to funerals, we've been talking a lot. We've talked to a lot of people today. So with regards to funeral, what is your opinion on having like a escrow account, you know, to pre-plan for your burial or cremation? What is your opinion on that?
I highly encourage our folks to pre-plan funerals, and we put the money in the Secure Choice Trust Fund. Mm-hmm. That is the burial reserve account that we recommend because they give you the most interest on your dollar.
Okay.
And we promote that. We promote insurance as well. Mm-hmm. Some families use insurance, but we like the trust fund because people can put in the trust fund what they can afford. Mm-hmm. Unlike an insurance policy, sometimes you have the choice of paying your premium or your electric bill.
That is
right,
true.
It may
right.
come down to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we like the trust fund because there's no penalties. The money that you'll have in there after 3 years, 5 years, six, seven, 10 years, that's the money that's going to go toward your funeral. So you may have a hardship. You may have Christmas coming up, birthdays. You may not be able to put anything in the trust fund right now. But then next month, maybe you do have, you know, $50. You might have $1,000.
So okay.
You put the money in there that you can afford.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. So can you give your phone number out one more time? I know you have two locations, so let's give out those phone numbers.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lisa. Our North Philadelphia office is 215-278-2776, and that's 215-278-2776. And our Northeast location is 215-335-1390. That's 215-335-1390.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason.
No,
listen,
thank
man,
you. Thank you.
A man of a scholar and a gentleman, you know. I know Mondi's probably sitting right beside you, and I just, you know, I thank you both for being an example
here
in the community. Hey, Mondi.
Hey, Mondi. Thank you guys so much for coming to the event today. Thank you for supporting us. And we look forward to working with you, and I'm definitely going to spread the word about the escrow account. I think it makes sense, and especially for our demographic, if this is something they can afford, it's something that should be done.
Absolutely.
We thank you. I thank Lisa and the healthcare industry. I thank William and the insurance industry. So the trifecta is the
there it is.
That's
it. There it is.
I appreciate you guys.
He just
so
said
much.
It. The trifecta.
That's it. Full court press. Let's go.
Jason Lloyd's Funeral Home. We love it.
All right. All right. You guys take care. Happy holidays. Stay safe.
Happy holiday.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, so you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. This is Lisa Robinson with My Independence at Home.
And this is Will Thompson talking to you from EVP Consulting.
All right, we're going to go to line two. We have Councilwoman, my favorite Councilwoman, Cindy Bass on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so mad I missed you. I had to leave to get here to the studio.
Well, listen, I'm glad to be with both of you, and thank you for having me. And now, did you all know that Jason Lloyd is my cousin? Did y'all set that
he
up?
He told us. Office? So listen, Jason and Mondi were in the studio last Thursday, and I mentioned you for some reason, and he was like, Jason said, you know that's my cousin. I said, no, it's not. It's too small of a world out here in Philadelphia.
It
so
is.
No, we didn't set that up. I just heard that you were at the event, so thank you for coming.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Listen, it was a great event, and I was glad I was able to get by there and,
mm-hmm.
and support and participate.
Okay. What were your thoughts about the event? Do you think this is something we should do more often? Do you believe that this is beneficial to the community, your constituents?
Well, listen, based on the turnout that I hear you all have, I was in council during, I think, the point where it peaked.
Mm-hmm.
But, from what I hear,
it was packed.
I don't want to say it was a packed house because we're in COVID times, but it was a packed house.
But they were masked.
Yes, we were all masked.
Everybody was socially distanced and following COVID protocols in case anybody's listening. But from what I understand, it was all of that. And so I would love to, you know, work with you guys to do one in the future or do
Absolutely.
Another one. Throughout my district,
okay.
I hear it was just everything.
Okay,
yes.
We would absolutely love that. So, Councilwoman, do you have any items on your agenda that you would like our listeners to hear about? Anything upcoming?
Well, listen, we want you to know just a couple of things. Number one, you know, we want folks to take COVID seriously. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's still a number of us who haven't been vaccinated or been boosted. You know, take it seriously. Get yourself vaccinated. And as you know now, the city is going into a mode where you can't dine in
exactly.
in Philadelphia or go to events or, the movies or roller skating
mm-hmm.
or, like all the things that, bowling, any place you might want to go, you're going to have to produce a vaccination card.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just really encouraging folks, if you need to know where to go, call my office. We'll get you that information. It's no problem. Or you can also check with your local pharmacy. One of the things that I heard is that a number of our pharmacies throughout the district are having a particular peerage when it's a little bit lighter in traffic. And so you can just go in without an appointment
mm-hmm.
and get your shot or
That's
get
awesome.
Your booster shot. So we want folks to take advantage of this, and please be safe, because still people are passing away from COVID.
Absolutely.
Like, it's still happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and Councilwoman, what is your phone number? Because you said that people could call your office if they needed assistance.
215-686-3424.
Okay.
Can you say that one more time, Councilwoman?
Sure. 215-686-3424.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, Council, I have a question for you.
Oh, sure.
Now, I know, it's been on the news in terms of some of the NFL players and things of that nature, but these fake COVID
vaccination cards.
Is there, do you know of or hearing of ways that they're able to determine whether they're real or not? And, going into the city for those restaurants, and other, establishments, and are they able now to determine, what's a real card and what's fake or?
I don't know. I can't say that I've ever seen a fake one. So
okay.
I can't say what distinguishes that from a real one.
Okay.
But it's just not worth it, folks.
Not
right.
at all.
It's just not
right.
worth it. To buy a vaccine card.
When you can get vaccinated for free.
There you go.
You can get vaccinated for free and have the real protection.
Exactly.
Because the thing people need to understand, and we've been dealing with this for almost 2 years
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So folks should get this, that it might not affect you in any significant way, but it could kill your grandmother.
That part.
It could put somebody on a ventilator that's close to you. These things are real.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but, even if it's not fatal, if
mm-hmm.
you're hospitalized, you're taking up a hospital bed.
Yes.
Now,
right.
somebody might have a heart attack. What if somebody in your family has a heart attack, a stroke, some sort of a situation where they need emergency care?
Mm-hmm.
They need to get into a hospital bed. And, the hospitals are full.
Right.
I think the latest I heard is that hospitals within this region are at 85% capacity.
That's wow. crazy.
So, it's better than being at 100%,
mm-hmm.
but it could be at 100% in a minute when you think about how Thanksgiving was really only a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is coming up. The Christmas
mm-hmm.
holiday is
right.
coming up. And so there's a good possibility that we'll be at 100%.
The tide has yet to come yet, yeah.
I hope
not.
I hope not.
So get your vaccine, take care of yourself,
100%.
Take care of your family, your community, and just really be safe. So that's, the first thing I wanted to say. The other thing I wanted to mention is, listen, we're really organizing, because one of the things that we realize is that we have to be better organized to address some of the crime, some of the violence
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
we're seeing in our neighborhoods. We have to make sure, listen, we can't count on anybody to do anything for us. And so what we're trying to do is organize our neighborhoods so that, you're at your local PSA meeting. It's on your calendar, with the police. You're at your local rec center advisory council meeting. When it is, and that this is a place where young people go and they need programs, they need services, they need a nice facility. And it's a place where people who are a little bit older should be able to go. We think of these places as intergenerational.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the kind of things that you should be involved in. And we want to encourage you, if there's something that we can do
mm-hmm.
to facilitate. One of the things that we're doing right now is we're actually organizing all of the rec centers within our district.
Okay.
And so if you're right now, we've started with Worcester, Lonnie Young, and Waterview. We're moving over to Happy Hollow, Belfield, and Morris Estates.
Are you looking for volunteers? So, do you need volunteers?
We sure are. Absolutely. So if you want to volunteer or you know people who want to volunteer, again, the number is 215-686-3424. And we're putting together, like I said, a series of open houses.
Okay.
Then we're going to break into committees.
Okay.
And start getting some work done in our neighborhoods, because
I love it.
You know, it's not going to happen with just any one individual.
Mm-hmm.
It requires all of us to pitch in and do a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not on anything, my suggestion is just join one thing.
Right.
And really be dedicated to it. Just go to the PSA meetings, okay? With the police.
Yes.
Okay.
Or if you don't want to do that, just go to the advisory council meetings.
Okay.
You know, or just go to your child's school, home and school association or parent association meetings. But you have to. It's a must that you are engaged in something.
I agree.
That is the only way that we're going to get the change that we need in our neighborhood.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I love it. And I will be calling, because I will be, because I definitely want to volunteer.
Absolutely. Right,
one last question
before
we have to go, because we only have like 3 minutes left. Are you doing anything special for Martin Luther King Day that's coming up soon? So are there any opportunities that you want to get out there?
Well, we're working on something now. And as a matter of fact, and I would like to get back to you on that. We're working with a group, a newly formed group called the Leverage Commission. And they've been planning an activity in my district along with our office for some time now. So I'd like to get back to you with the details, if that's okay, and we can announce to your audience.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Councilwoman Bass, for coming to the Senior Expo today.
You.
Again, sorry I missed you, but I truly appreciate, Will and I truly appreciate you making the time to call in today. Happy holidays, and I will be calling your office because I do want to volunteer. I think it's very important, and I'm going to spread the word around with my my team in the office as well.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch.
Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you, and God bless both of you. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday season and a very prosperous and happy new year to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So, everyone, you were listening to the Empowerment Zone. Our time is up. I just want to thank Will for being my co-host today.
This was phenomenal. I am fired up. Lisa, can I come back?
Of course you can.
I'm getting good at this. I like this.
And I want to thank everyone who participated in the Senior Expo, whether or not you were a vendor or attendee, on the radio station, anybody who was there. Just want to thank you for this. It was very enriching for me to see how we were able to pour into our community. So I'm hoping to make this maybe a thing.
It will be a thing.
In the future.
It will be a thing.
And super, 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 super thanks to Reginald McGlon, who pulled all of these sponsors together, who put this phenomenal event together, the Senior Expo. He was excited about it. He was fired up. So thank you, Reggie. I know he doesn't like me to give him accolades, but I'm going to give it to him anyway. So thank you to Reginald McGlon, my Independence at Home's community liaison. So if he was here, he would say, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Wait, let me start over. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Use it or lose it. Ain't nothing to it. Whatever. Ain't no stopping us now.
Because it ain't no stopping us now.
All right. Happy Thursday. Have a good rest of your week. Take care. See you next week. Bye.